The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and it is 7 minutes past the 6 o'clock hour on Wednesday, June 17th, 2020. You can always call us at 253-330-8821 for any kinds of things regarding the Daily Briefing or anything regarding our station, KTQA LP. As usual, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are still staffing the coronavirus Q&A line, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can visit the United Way at wa211.org online. Well, here on the Daily Briefing, which is happening every other daily at this point, since we in Pierce County are in phase 2, we've got some state-level news, as usual. The State Health Department has actually amended its reports regarding the rate of positive COVID-19 test results. Initially, the state had been including negative antibody tests in its negative test results, conflating that with negative PCR tests, which test actually whether someone is actively infected and fighting the virus. So it looked like that there were initially two kinds of tests, the antibody tests, which test whether your body has produced those antibodies in response to encountering the virus, or the PCR tests, the ones where it's measuring your actual infection. The inflated state's reporting of people who tested negative was actually at 13%. And in reality, 6.2% of people taking the coronavirus test have had positive results, as opposed to the 5.5% that was initially reported. State Health Department also is strongly urging all individuals to wear masks when in public, saying that lack of masking could actually jeopardize counties moving forward in phased reopening. The governor has extended the state waiver of truck driver restrictions through July 14th, aligning state orders with the timeline afforded by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. He's also extended an order until July 1st that provides flexibility on deadlines and process service requirements as they relate to protection orders and temporary firearm seizure. All of those executive orders and proclamations can be found at governor.wa.gov in the news section. The Washington State Department of Commerce is now accepting applications for a new child care grant program to organizations that expand child care capacity throughout the state in response to the closure of nearly 1,000 facilities since the start of the pandemic. Interested nonprofits with 501c3 designations, local governments, educational service districts, and federally recognized tribes can apply for the first round by June 30th. More info is found online in the news section of commerce.wa.gov. We have some regional news. The northern U.S. border will remain closed to non-essential recreational travel at least until July 21st. Border crossings for commerce and movement of essential workers, as well as some specific family members, are still allowed. King County has applied to the State Department of Health to move from modified Phase 1 into Phase 2, but until given approval, the county does remain in Phase 1. For those that utilize ride-sharing services, all Lyft drivers and riders using the service are now required to wear face coverings and wash hands or use hand sanitizer before entering a car. Riders must sit in the back seat only, and car windows should remain open if possible. Lyft's shared ride program has been paused indefinitely, and both drivers and riders can cancel rides if they feel there is a safety or health risk. We've got some news for Pierce County. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department is advising that anyone who has been in contact with members of the public, such as at a protest or demonstration, get tested for coronavirus. Health officials note that the virus spreads through droplets discharged by activities such as shouting and singing, which are all hallmarks of recent demonstrations. Tests are now widely available through health providers or community testing events at no cost, with no insurance needed. Health officials stress that the faster they find out who the asymptomatic carriers are, the faster a potential outbreak gets contained. And about those community testing sites, I'd like to list off some of those. At least in our region, up in Seattle, we've got Seattle's Rainier Beach High School on Wednesdays and Saturdays, 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., and South Seattle College doing tests between 9:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. You should pre-register for your appointment by following links at seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. Also in King County, you've got Auburn City Adventist Church doing tests Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You should call 206-744-0400 to schedule an appointment with them. CMAR Community Health Centers in Federal Way, you can schedule your free coronavirus test by calling 253-681-6600. The Kent Public Health Center is doing tests Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and info for King County testing sites can also all be found at kingcounty.gov. Here in Tacoma, for the Tacoma Dome testing on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., patients should register online for an appointment time at thelittleclinic.com or call 1-888-852-2567 and select option 3. At any of the community testing sites, patients are advised to arrive wearing face coverings and expect the process to take about 15 minutes. I've got it on pretty good authority that all of those horror stories that you may have heard about someone arriving in full head-to-toe gear and then having to place a swab stick, you know, very far back may not be what you actually encounter and experience. A lot of the community testing sites are actually drive up and they are self-administered nasal swabs. And so it is a good idea to be tested if you've been in close contact with people other than those inside your, you know, direct household, according to health department officials. We at KTQA Daily Briefing have been working really hard and are hoping to bring you really a lot of variety of interviews and things like that. We also hope that you have been enjoying some of the new programming. If you've got any feedback for us on that, we'd love to hear. We'd love to hear what you like, what you want more of, things like that. And so you can always call us at 253-330-8821. You can text us there, too. And our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Remember that you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and you can dial 211 for statewide community resources. We'll be back on Friday with an interview of someone that may not be familiar to you, but is familiar to KTQA. In the meantime, enjoy the weather and be well.